You know the fiddle player is, don't you, playing that?
I do, because off air. I see what you're trying to do there. I do, because off air, the musical knowledge that he's our guest actually told us.
He did.
Yeah. Who is it?
It's Nigel Kennedy.
There you go.
Mm.
Somebody's wrapped it, as we speak, as he was playing it, Robert Plant had got his Villa scarf wrapped around his neck in a vice-like grip.
It was.
That's why it's quite quick at the end. Yeah.
Oh, it is. It's a great track, isn't it? Super. It's a great album.
Yeah, I love the different things he does. You know, the Americana as well as...
It's brilliant.
I think the thing is as well, though, whatever he does now...
Mm.
He's got free reign to do it, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Because he's done the Zep stuff. He's established himself as an artist. Now he can do whatever he wants. If he turns around and says, I do a Panpipe Moods album, crack on. Round here, he's a legend, isn't he? So, you know, I mean, they used to have...
Quite all over the planet, really.
Well, yeah, but especially around here, you know, you are proud to turn around and say...
Exactly.
You know, if you lived in Bob Geldof's hometown, you probably wouldn't be too bothered, would you?
Mm.
But, you know, it's...
Unless you're Bob Geldof.
Well, you wouldn't mention Bob Geldof, would you?
Well, no, we have three times.
Who?
Exactly. Another side of your musical life, you like your folk, because you've gone down the Fairport Convention route.
Yeah.
But there's quite a lot of these kind of folkies that you do enjoy the music of, do you not?
Absolutely, yeah.
Because another thing, we've shared quite a few evenings, but unbeknown to us at the time, down at the Woodman.
Yes. This leads on to the next track we're going to play.
It does indeed. See what we did? It's seamless, Sam. It's seamless.
Now, just before you go too far into this...
Mm.
This is a cover version, isn't it, the track that you've actually picked?
It is, yes.
And I remember seeing the original to this, Live in the Slade Rooms, and I didn't know much about the artist or anything at the time. Mm. We went to see him, and it was a wonderful gig, absolutely wonderful. So when I saw this come up, I looked at it and thought, oh, there can't be another one again.
Yeah.
But fair play.
And it's a great version.
Yeah. But it is.
Go on, tell us about why you like this artist, Dan.
Well, first of all, back to Cropperty Festival. Fairport Convention's original guitarist, Richard Thompson, set up his own band. And when we went to see them the first time at Cropperty, he had a duo were part of his band called Clive Gregson and Christine Collister. And they did a little spot as a duo in front of 15,000 people at the festival. And they were fabulous. And about a month later, we saw that they were on at the Woodman Folk Club.
Brilliant.
In Kings Winford.
Mm-hmm.
So he went along, and it was in the pub at the time. It's now in the Ashwell Marina.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there were probably about 80 people crammed into this little room, and they didn't have microphones. They were just stood in the corner of the room, no stage, no mics, just playing fabulous harmonies. He's a great guitarist, and we saw them about six times after at bigger venues. I think they went up... a bit in the world after this. We saw them at the Slade Rooms.
Mm. Yeah.
We saw them at the Irish Centre in Digbeth.
Mm.
And they split up, but we still see them individually. I've seen Clive at the Woodman. I've seen Clive at Hare and Hounds in King's Heath with his band Any Trouble. And I've seen Christine at Cambridge Folk Festival. And there is a link to the Shads, actually, because Any Trouble, which is Clive's band... the bass player, Mark Griffiths, is also the bass player with the real Shadows, not the bootleg Shadows.
Right.
So it's all planned.
Well, I mean, we do claim that, don't we?
We try to.
So you've gone for a Clive Gregson cover.
Yes.
What's the cover of?
It's a cover of a number called Move Away Jimmy Blue, which is by Delamitri.
You are in for a treat.
Oh, yes.
A struck match faded like a nervous laugh beyond the halo of a naked bone. And your low voice mingles with your other half, school friends in secondhand clothes. Eventually, your world will shrink within four walls of neglected death. in stolen stereo. So move away to the blue before your small, small town turns around and swallows you.
It's a lovely vibe to that song, isn't it?
Oh, it's brilliant. Yeah. Absolutely brilliant. I do love that first Elementary. I saw them on that tour.
Did you?
Hummingbird. Yeah, 1989 or 1990.
They sort of snuck up on me. I knew a couple of tracks.
Yeah.
And then it was only when we went to see Justin Curry at the Slide Rooms, which was like probably early 2000s, probably mid-2000s. And I just never really thought much of him. Mm. And then when we went to see him, he was stunning.
It's brilliant. Absolutely.
So you mentioned about their Shadows.
I did.
15 years you've been with them?
Yes.
I take it you're still playing?
Of course. We have gigs coming up in
Wonderful.
The Midlands.
That was a seamless link, Jimothy.
Oh, well, yeah.
You have got some gigs coming up. You're just about to go on a little tour, aren't you?
Well, we play all over. We play lots of seaside theatres, but we happen to have three Midlands dates coming
Brilliant.
Up in the next 3 months.